laying eggs for the rest of my life. 1. Important and disgusting scientific fact. Bedbugs shed their skin 5 times before becoming adults. Once they're adults, they can lay up to 200 eggs, but they still can't get their driver's license. That's because they can't see over the steering wheel. Hemi had heard it all before. Patera was always whinging about something. Why couldn't she just be a normal bedbug like him? Hanging out at the markets, collecting stuff, doing experiments and feeding once a day. But no, Patera was a big sister, and that's what big sisters do, Hemi thought to himself. They whinge. Why do I have to be a bedbug when I grow up? Patera continued whinging. Why can't I be a famous actor, or an adventurer who discovers things, or an astronaut? Hemi put his fingers in his ears and thought about his dinner. Where would you go if you were an astronaut? Patera looked up. It was Spritzer, the dust mite. He was like that, the Spritz. He'd just appear out of nowhere, looking like he'd been there all the time. Well, Spritzer continued, where would you go? Patera pointed up at the sky. There, that's where I'd go, she said. The moon? You want to go to the moon? Spritzer asked. Yeah, the moon, Patera said, and she made it sound like a challenge. Really? Said Spritzer. Really? Said Patera. I could take you to the moon. Chapter 2. The Big Promise. Come on! All it takes is kidneys. The Spritz tapped his head when he said the word kidneys, like he should have said brains. That's the kind of friend Spritzer is, Hemi decided. Cool and kind of funny. They were different from each other, but they were the same too. I'm a bedbug, Hemi thought to himself, and Spritzer is a dust mite. I'm younger and he's older. Sometimes Hemi thought about how different they were. Sometimes he thought about how they were the same. And sometimes he just thought about how much he liked being friends with the Spritz. The two friends were running through the markets. On both sides of the thin, winding little streets were rows and rows of trestle tables piled high with things. And behind the tables stood every shape and size and colour of greebly you could think of. Thousands of them, all squeezed in together. All of them shouting and selling and bartering. Wicker baskets full of dried skin bits, jars of dandruff flakes on special, hair strands, straight or curly, will cut to length. Dirt balls, fur balls, jars full of phlegm, nose pickings, big or small. Every piece of human that could fall off, be picked off or scratched off. Not that Hemi or Patera or the Spritz called them humans. To Greeblies, humans were what they called the pink bits. Even if not all of them were pink, and even if not all the stuff that fell off them was pink. 2. Important and crunchy scientific fact. Dust mites eat the skin that falls off you. If you collected all the skin that fell off you from the day you were born until you turned 70, it would weigh about 47 kilos. If you had a bag of your own skin that big, people would call you disgusting. Dust mites wouldn't. They'd call you an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
That's what we need, Spritzer said.
Hemi could see what looked like a big brown folded picnic blanket sitting on a trestle table. The Spritz grabbed it and shook it out to its full size. It was huge.
Very hard to come by, that is,
said Uncle Gus, a one-eyed greebly with a long nose like a vacuum cleaner hose and a chest like a piano accordion.
Biggest flake of sunburnt skin you'll find anywhere. Only got it yesterday. Go on, feel it. See how soft and moist it is.
Spritzer seemed to know Uncle Gus, but then the Spritz seemed to know everyone.
What do you want for it?
Spritzer asked, as if he didn't really want the piece of skin at all.
What will you give me for it?
Answered Uncle Gus, as if he couldn't care less whether he sold it or not. Uncle Gus and Spritzer began bargaining. They threw their arms in the air. They shouted at each other. They stormed around. They stamped their feet. And then, suddenly,